greetings and salutations, my friends. Thank you for joining us for episode 74 of the Mail Right Real Estate Agent Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Thomas J. Nelson, a residential realtor here in San Diego, California. And I'm super excited about our guest today. We have a fellow San Diegan and realtor on the show today, a man in our industry that needs no introduction, but I'm going to do so anyhow. This is Mr. Jonathan Zabrocki. Jonathan, would you like to tell the folks a little about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Thanks for having me. I've been a realtor now for 14 years, and I've done real estate in two different markets, one Minneapolis, Minnesota, and now here in San Diego. Both markets, I didn't know anybody. And my voice isn't typically like this, but I got a nice cold. So far now I've sold a little over $379 million of residential real estate over those 14 years. And I've really perfected a way to basically earn more income and work less. So,
Okay. And we'll get into that in just a sec. I want to let my co-host, Jonathan Denwood, introduce himself. Boy, we got two Jonathans on the show today.
Yeah, that's a bit confusing, isn't it? It's a confusing world, isn't it, Thomas? Hi there, folks. I'm the founder of MailRight, a software marketing company that helps real estate agents and boutique brokerage get more quality leads.
Wonderful. All right. Well, let's dive into this because I've been excited to have you on, Jonathan, because of that claim you just made. Jonathan, I don't even know if you know this, but you came to me originally because I did a blog post, and I typically in my blog, I'll talk about some of my coaching experience. And then, of course, people chime in and they tout how their coach is better than my coach and all that good stuff. And I hear the typical names come up. You know, you hear the Tommy Hopkins and the Mike Ferries. And of course, you know, I've coached under Brian Buffini, but one day this guy, Dan D. McGinnis, the Pumpkin Man of Arizona, he goes by, threw a name at me that had never been thrown at me before. And he brought your name up and then started telling me all these amazing things that you've done for him. Mm. And so my question is this, to start you off, you've sold over $371 million in residential real estate without the use of a large team or cold calling. And it wasn't always the case. As you mentioned, you were new to San Diego, and I'm familiar with that. I had to relocate here myself. And I have the benefit of we share the same MLS system. So I can actually look up your claim and lo and behold, you're telling the truth. And in fact, not only are you telling the truth, but it looks like a few years ago you flipped some sort of a switch, and because your production went from selling homes in the hundreds of thousands to the multi-millions, and from a spread to a more concentrated area. Mm-hmm. And so my obvious first question is, what the heck did you do?
Well, yeah. Okay. It's stuff that I basically had to learn in an interesting way. And so I've been in real estate 14 years. My first year, I did a little over $10 million in sales. My second year, a little over $14 million. And I was doing very well, but I was working a lot. And I really wasn't having that much fun. And my wife was like, either got to find a different job.
Yeah.
Or you need to find a different way to do residential real estate. And so I had been to all the names, you know, boy, right. The names of the typical real estate coaches.
Right.
And all they kind of did was say the same thing. And what I found very interesting is none of them, if any, none of them sold residential real estate ever, except for a guy named Brian Buffini, who sold $100,000 homes in Chula Vista, which isn't really the best part of, you know, San Diego. And so I'm like, huh, this is really interesting. All these real estate coaches and trainers have never done it themselves. So that was the day I said, okay, I'm going to quit doing whatever they say to do. And instead, I went out and I hired some business coaches. They had nothing to do with real estate. And I spent about $80,000 that year hiring actual business coaches. And I was like, how can I sell real estate a different way where I can still make $500,000 of income or more? Excuse me, but it's more of a system and I'm working with premium clients. And so it was that year then, that third year, I did $27 million in sales and I worked half as less. And, you know, $27 million in sales, that's about $900,000 of income, give or take. My expenses were around $80,000, which is very nominal for a realtor doing that kind of production. And it was all focused really on three things. It was attract premium leads, convert them into an initial consultation, and if they're a great fit, convert them into a client. And then the bottom part is deliver a VIP experience. So they just are almost naturally and gladly open to introducing me to two people before we close on their new house. And then, yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then the inside part of the triangle is really focusing on myself and realizing that, gosh, probably 97% of success is kind of inside our brain. And almost doing a control alt delete of whatever our life script tells us who we should be, and instead just be the person that we want to be. And it's been amazing. I've started two residential real estate companies from scratch. One of them I sold about 2.5 years ago now. The other one here is in San Diego. And I used to coach and train all the realtors on my group to sell real estate this way. And it wasn't until March of this year, so gosh, what is that, 9-10 months ago, where because of the encouragement to the realtors on my group, they're like, you gotta share this stuff nationally. So I've started doing that. And I hold 3-day conferences now in San Diego where I go over, gosh, you know, this is how I went from zero to $379 million in sales. I'm still an active realtor, so I still sell real estate to this day. And then I do coaching, where I coach realtors, and we meet 104 times over a typical year, and really give them the complete proven system to accomplish this freedom that I think we're all after.
Okay, I want to touch on that in a minute, but I want to go back, and you mentioned something that's a hot topic between Jonathan and I, and you mentioned leads. You also made a great statement. You invested $80,000 into yourself, into coaching. Wow. So, I mean, first of all, you were willing to invest in yourself, and then you came out of that with a plan. Part of that plan was these higher-end leads. I know I'm asking you to open up your treasure chest here, but can you explain a little about what's the difference between the leads you're getting and the leads that most agents are failing with, you know, the typical Zillow leads, if you will?
Yeah, well, and I do get some Zillow leads. I do get some Realtor.com leads.
Okay.
I guess really it and we spend about a half a day at this. On this at the 3-day event, but I call it the freedom multiplier. But the freedom multiplier to me is really about four things. Number one is, what size commission check do you want to deposit when you go to the bank because you've helped a buyer buy or a seller sell? And most realtors don't really think about that. We just kind of do whatever is in front of us. And so, you know, some people at the 3-day event are like, you know, my number is going to be 10,000. I have some people that are like, my number is going to be 50,000. I have some people that are like, my number is going to be 80,000. And really, no matter where you live, even if you lived in Iowa, there's some houses that if you bought or sold them or helped, you know, help somebody buy or sell, you would make a $60,000 commission, right? There's $2 million houses in Iowa.
Right.
And it's like, in my opinion, I'm like, somebody's got to help them sell them. It might as well be me. And so that's kind of step one in this freedom multiplier. Step two is like, what five qualities are you looking for from that person that's going to pay you that? Let's say it's a $25,000 commission check is what you're looking for. What are the five qualities that that person or that couple has to have for you to want to work with them? So again, most realtors are like, hey, we're going to work with anybody and everybody. Or I'm like, no, they've got to have these five criteria. Or, you know, I help people develop whatever their criteria are.
Right.
The next quadrant of the freedom multiplier is, okay, cool. If you want to earn that commission check and you want to attract those kind of people, who do you need to be as a realtor to attract them, right? And so what are the 3 to 5 things that you as the realtor, how are you going to provide value? What are you going to offer to them that, like in San Diego, the other 21,603 realtors are not going to offer them? And then the last quadrant is, okay, what kind of income do you want to earn for the year? So if somebody says, well, I'm looking to earn $600,000, and let's just use easy math of a $30,000 average commission check, that means you only need to work with 20 clients, if my math is right. So you got to work with, you
know, it's a little early in the morning for math.
Yeah. So that's basically 20 clients out of, you know, for San Diego, that's a population of 3.2 million people.
Right.
And I don't have to work with 20. Simple. You know.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is it's not the necessarily the source of where the leads are coming from, but your plan of attack towards those leads and the criteria you set. And so it sounds like the big mistake agents are making are trying to hit all the leads rather than sorting, qualifying, and going after the leads that meet their criteria.
Right. To me, it's like I'm okay with the word no, meaning some people are going to want to work with me. Some are not going to want to work with me. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to chase and follow up with people. Either want to attract them or to repel them.
Right.
And it could be the same way, for instance, some of the business coaches I've hired sell fairly high to medium end cars, right? And so if someone's coming in to buy a Lexus, they're like, they either want it or they don't. But we are not going to sell them. Right. It's like somebody buying a Ralph Lauren polo shirt either wants it or they don't. Either they see the value of this logo and they're willing to pay $65 for the shirt that they could buy at Target for $10. Right.
Right.
But Ralph Lauren isn't going to convince them to pay 6 times more for a shirt. They're either going to do it or they're not.
Right. I get you. I mean, people aren't being dragged into Nordstrom, they're going involuntarily, and they know what Nordstrom offers.
Or even really something as basic as Starbucks, right? I don't drink coffee, but to pay $4 for a frappe, latte, whatever, or to go to the gas station and pay 75 cents, I can't imagine it's 5 times better at Starbucks, but the people are voting and saying it is better.
Right. Well, I think they're going to Starbucks for the whole experience versus the utility of getting a cup of coffee.
Exactly. And so when I have an initial consultation with a buyer seller, I tell them, hey, we're going to meet for 20 minutes. The first 10 minutes is going to be about myself and how I can benefit you. Right. And you're either going to go thumbs up, you want to work with me, or thumbs down, you're not. The next 10 minutes is I'm going to ask you 7 questions. And from these 7 questions, we're going to find out if you should either move or just stay put. And people tell me this initial consultation saves them hundreds of hours of like agonizing. Should we do this? Should we not? And it's really, these questions are tapping into why do they want to move? their feelings. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Instead of like most traditional realtors are like, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, you know, people aren't buying 2x4s and plywood. They're not doing that. They're not buying the utility value of a house.
Right. No, you're getting into the emotion of it, the motivation behind it.
Just like why people buy Starbucks to Polo to Lexus to you name it, right? It's the reason some people will say, I'm going to go to XYZ area to ski versus another area to ski.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned the 7 questions. Can I get a question out of you or do I got to buy a ticket?
Yeah. So, I'll flip to it. So this is this manual I wrote. It's called Guide to Your Success. And I wrote this about, like I say, 12 years ago, because I'm like, I got to find a different way. And so on the attract part, there's 11 different ways that I go about attracting really high quality premium leads. And those are all in here. And then I get really detailed into like, okay, this is the route, but how do I do it? Right. It's like a recipe book. It's beautiful.
Right.
And then the initial consultation, same thing. It's in here. And then deliver a VIP experience. Yeah. There's a host of ways you can deliver a VIP experience. And then we put it all together with this thing, which is called the Green Machine. So there's basically 4 forms that I work with realtors on, and I do myself. And so, you know, one of the 4 forms is this one here. It's called an ideal weekly calendar. And everything I do is called ELF. ELF to me stands for easy, lucrative, and fun. Versus most realtors have a half business, which is hard, annoying, lame, and frustrating. And so I'm like, we don't want that. We want that. So we got to have a calendar, and the calendar comprises about 26 hours of really high quality prospecting. Okay. Right. Again, I don't do like cold calling expireds. I don't do for sale by owners. I really don't chase leads. I tell realtors, you know, call that lead one time. Call that lead until you get a hold of them. Once you get a hold of them on that first phone call, you're either going to decide, hey, let's meet for initial consultation, or you're probably going to be like, we're never going to talk again.
Okay. So, and you bring something up that actually one of your raving fans mentioned to me when Dan and I spoke about you. He mentioned your 3x3x3x7. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about as far as getting a hold of the lead?
Yeah. So when that lead first comes in, it doesn't matter. This could be a best friend. This could be an internet lead. This could be an open house lead. Communicate with them right away. Pick up this thing that seems like 10,000 pounds and the size of an elephant.
He's holding up his phone, folks.
You got to pick this thing up and you just have to call them.
Right.
And, you know, offer them value. And yes, I tell realtors, you might have to call them 3 times a day. You might have to text them 3 times a day. You might have to email them 3 times a day until you get a hold of them that first time. I would say it's pretty rare you'd have to do that, because if you connect with a lead right away, you'll probably need to call them one time and they'll pick up the phone.
Okay. So this is the extreme example then, but otherwise what you're trying to coach them on is be persistent until you reach them, but don't be a stalker necessarily.
Yeah. Just to interrupt, Thomas, I think we're going to have to go for our break, Thomas, and then when you come back, we can find out about how to avoid being a stalker, can't we? So we're going to go for our breaks, folks, and we'll be back in a minute.
Interested in a website that uses modern lead capture to help you generate real estate leads from blogs, SEO, and social media? Well, if you are, then you need Lead Sites. LeadSites uses custom apps to help agents get better results online. Learn more by going to easyagentpro.com easyagentpro.com. That's easyagentpro.com. And when you're at the site, make sure you look at the bullet points, see everything that it does. Easy Agent Pro is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Real Estate Agent Podcast.
We're coming back. We're having this fascinating conversation with another fellow, Jonathan. And good, Thomas, let's find out how not to become stalkers.
Okay, yeah, because when Dan was talking to me about this, he was very passionate about it. He says that it works. But my obvious question was, well, how do you do that without coming across either desperate or like a stalker? And of course, he wouldn't tell me, so he referred me to you. And so I'm now asking the man that created the system, how do you do that without it being a negative for experience for the lead?
Sure. So basically, I can flip to page 57 in my guide to your success, which is basically how to convert a lead into an appointment.
Okay.
That's this form here. There's a whole bunch of questions on it. The ones that are highlighted are the best. I could also flip to, 77 and 78, where there's 11 different ways that I leave voicemails.
Okay.
But again, you're not going to have to get to that many because it's kind of like this. I'll back it up a little bit. If you and I go into a car dealership, most average car dealerships are going to say, like when we walk on the lot, what are they going to say to us?
Well, they're going to ask us, what brings you in today? Are you interested in buying a car? You know, the usual questions they use to engage you.
Yeah. And are we going to say, gosh, you know what? Today is a day we thought we'd buy a car. But probably not.
Probably not. We're natural negotiators.
Right, natural negotiators. And we're natural people that are like, we don't need help, right? So
right.
My daughter is taking a final in her sophomore year class of Spanish today and APEC history, which is like European history.
Wow.
And myself and my wife are like, oh, cool. Do you want us to help you out? And her initial reaction is, nope, I'm all good. So it's funny, like, okay, I can walk into, let's say, Best Buy and I'm looking for a TV. And I walk through the door, and if the person at the door acknowledges my presence, which is like a 50-50,
right?
If they acknowledge my presence, they're going to say something like, hey, thanks for coming in. Can we help you with anything? And even though I'm looking for a TV, I'm going to naturally say, nope, I'm good.
Right. Yeah, because you want a little space to do some browsing without somebody hovering.
And I've dealt with traditional people, traditional salespeople. We'll say, I call it this way. It's like you can either be a traditional anything or you can be a professional anything. And right. So most realtors are traditional realtors.
Right.
And so I tell people, hey, let's be a professional instead. And this is what a professional would say. So a professional at Best Buy would be like, oh my gosh, thanks for coming in today at 11 a.m. on this quasi cloudy day. What brings you into Best Buy today?
Yeah, they're disrupting your expectation.
Yes. And now I'd be like, I'm fine. I'm just going to browse. And then that other person needs to be a little pushy, I guess, but I don't think it's pushy,
right?
To be like, come on, sir. You're not walking in at 11 a.m. today just for nothing. I mean, you got to have something in mind because I know you're not looking for hamburgers and you're not looking for a Coca-Cola. So you must be looking for something electronic because you're in the Best Buy store. And then I'd be like, well, I guess I am. I'm kind of looking for TVs. And when I say I'm kind of looking for TVs, I'm way past kind of. Like
right.
I've been online. I've been da-da-da-da-da. You know, I've been to my friend's house going like, ooh, I need one of those.
Right, right.
And so then the best thing this guy could do or gal would be like, oh my gosh, you're looking for TVs? That's incredible. You know, we got some of the best ones, but let me do this. hey, Fred. And he calls out to Fred and he goes, Fred, can you help this guy out? He's looking for TVs. And Fred goes, oh my gosh, that's what I specialize in is TVs. And then, so what was your name again? Oh, my name's Jonathan. Oh, okay. Hey, Jonathan, this is Fred. Fred, this is Jonathan. Gosh, Fred's going to talk to you a little bit about the TVs, the benefits, right, of them, and then the non-benefits of them. And if you decide to buy one, two thumbs up, great. If you don't, that's okay too. But if you do decide, yeah, I think I want to buy one, then Fred's going to ask you 7 questions to really find out if you should buy one or if you should leave the store without one. Does that sound fair enough? And Joe Q Consumer is going like, oh my gosh, this is totally different. Like they're going to try to actually help me and they're not going to sell me. And Best Buy sales would probably go up 300%. But instead, they go, ah, let's just have some dorky guy at the front door just ask the same old lame questions that everybody asks, which are, thanks for coming in to Best Buy.
And right, the robot.
Yeah, there's so much more opportunity out there. So that's where kind of goes back to earlier when we're talking, it's like attract, convert, deliver. But inside that triangle is really, that's you. That's me. That's 90 plus percent of success is not really doing anything different. It's just doing it in a different way. So like Starbucks is not making some monstrosity drink. They just make coffee.
Right.
It's been around for 4,000 years, coffee.
Right.
Right? But they just do it in a different way. And so I help realtors do real estate in a very different way that stops Joe Q Public in their tracks. And they go, wow, we got to work with this person.
Okay. So, I mean, it's you're building a rapport and you're putting their needs ahead of yours. So they're hearing that you want to help them before you want to sell them.
100%. Yes.
Okay. Before I ask my next question, Jonathan, I want to, Jonathan Denwood, I want to see if you want to jump in.
No, actually, I'm really happy that you continue the conversation, Thomas.
Okay.
I'm learning tons here. I'm in listening mode.
All right. Well, we're here to educate and entertain.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always like to look at the business. And so could you give us a description of what your business looks like? Maybe like, you know, the size of it, who makes it up, and the amount of hours you put in a week?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, I've definitely perfected a system that works. So like 12 years ago when I started this, that first year was around 800,000 of income, give or take, with about 80,000 of expenses, give or take. And I worked about 55 hours a week. That was 12 years ago. Basically I'd say there's been ups and downs through that time period.
Sure.
But, because of the way my, signature system works, it's not the traditional real estate ups and downs. So like people used to tell me there was like a housing recession that occurred in America and I would just have to be like, wow, that sounds horrible. Like I just wouldn't want to participate in that. And so the way my signature system works is that it really doesn't matter if they're short sales or foreclosures or high quality premium people buy stuff no matter what. Right. So when there was a recession, companies like Starbucks did not go out of business.
Right.
Companies like Apple Computer continued to make an obscene profit. Companies like Walt Disney made an obscene profit. Companies like Lexus, Mercedes, BMW, they're making obscene profits. Companies like Chevrolet and Ford, Yeah, they go bankrupt and they ask the government for money. That's because they're not going after premium clients. Does that make sense? So a premium client is really two things to me. One, it's somebody that's buying or selling probably 2 to 3 times the average price point in your area.
Okay.
But they're also the people that are decision makers. So for instance, if somebody has no money, they're going to go into Best Buy and look at TVs for a long time. If somebody's got a lot of money, they don't have time to look at TVs. They're pretty much going in and they're going to buy something and they don't even care if they could get it at Target or Amazon for $100 or $200 less. They just want to be done with it and move on to the next thing. Yep. And that's really, really who I'm attracting. I'm attracting this person that, one, has the money, two, is buying 2 to 3 times the average price point, and three, they're just more of a decision maker than, let's say, a person on food stamps. Does that make sense? And because we're residential realtors, I can help anybody, and you can too. But it's like, man, why would I want to help the person buying $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 when I could help the person buy $900,000, $1 million, $1.5 million, you know, fill that number in. It's so easy when we simplify it. So, for instance, I don't know. I think it was last year, you know, I did $29.2 million in sales, I believe. And I worked with 23 clients. That's not a lot of clients to have that kind of income.
Right.
And I believe my expenses last year were maybe $58,000. So very, very low expenses. But again, I'm so focused on building relationships with people, which most realtors are not. Most realtors are like chasing, chasing, chasing. And it really comes down to this. So the realtors that I coach and train, I'm like, okay, now that you know you only need to help 20 clients to make $600,000, that means you need to have about 14 to 16 leads a month. That's it. Because I don't want to have 10 leads a day coming in, because that sounds like a lot of work, because then I got to follow up with these people. So I'd rather have 14 to 16 high quality leads a month maximum. And then when that happens, I know I'm going to get probably about 7 to 8 initial consultations. And when that happens, I know I'm going to get 2 to 3 closings a month. And it's going to be about 26 hours of really high quality prospecting at the beginning. Then you're probably going to have to work 20 to 30 hours a week to actually help those people out. So it's probably going to be 60 hours your first year using the system.
Okay.
But for most realtors, they're like, wow, to make $600,000
and
work with 20 clients and work 60 hours, that's like a godsend.
Right. They're working 60 hours anyhow without getting the production.
right. But then over time, so the next year, now you're working about 50 hours a week. Next year, you're working about 40 hours a week. Next year, you're working about 30 hours a week. So basically, I have one realtor that I work with. She works about 18 hours a week, and she earns a little over $700,000.
Most agents can't conceive of that. That just doesn't sound realistic because – you know, I get into debates all the time with agents about the necessity to have a set day off and put your tools down at a set time of the day. And they think that it translates to less business. But you're essentially saying the opposite here.
Oh, well, tell me. So I don't work well with traditional realtors. That's why I had to start my own company. Because I couldn't handle hanging out with other realtors, right? So I started my own company in Minnesota, started my own company here in San Diego. Keller Williams, this is probably now 11 years ago, wanted me to open up one of their branches or whatever it's called
right.
in Minnesota. I was like, man, you don't want me. because I don't want to hang out with 70 realtors. And, like, two of them are doing something.
Right.
And 68 are just watching the grass grow. Plus the two that are doing something are totally doing it the wrong way. Right. It's kind of like, it's like I tell people this, it's like, if you want to dig a hole to plant a plant, you could use a teaspoon, or we could use Jonathan's cup mug that he just had, or we could use a shovel.
Right.
Or we could just get a caterpillar equipment to like dig one hole and be done in like 4 seconds.
Right.
You know, it's like, which route do you want to go? And that was why, see, most realtors are not willing to spend $80,000
right.
to hire a coach to be like, okay, let's really think this through. What are we doing? And what do I want my life to look like 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, 10 years out? So I have a 25-year plan, right? Most realtors don't have a weekly plan.
Right.
So it's all this stuff at the 3-day event where we're like, okay, let's backwards it up and let's really, like, why are you even a realtor? Let's really figure this out.
Right. So, you know, you keep mentioning your 3-day. Is that the Profits and Passions that you're referring to?
Yeah. So the company I started, it's called Profits and Passions, because I believe every single realtor should make a ton of profit, but they should also have the time of their life doing it. That's the Profits and the Passions. The 3-day event's called Profits and Passions Ignite. And it's an awesome experience. I tell people, you are going to, by the end of the third day, it is guaranteed that you're going to walk away with a very clear picture of how you can add $300,000 of income to you within 12 months. If that is not clear, you just let me know and I refund you back 100% of what you paid to attend the event. And then the other thing I do is the coaching, where I hang out with realtors 104 times in a typical year. And they come to all these events, you know, at zero cost. We also have some events that are just for the coaching people. I'm flying to Baltimore this week for 2 days to hang out with Travis Forsyth, who's a client of mine. And I'm going to work side by side with him for 2 solid days. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
One of the things we're going to do is we're going to find him a lender that's going to send him $1 million of business a month. And that's one of the 11 ways that I attract great leads, is I'm partnering with people that are like a perfect marriage, right? So for realtors and lenders, perfect marriage, it's just most lenders are not sending realtors $1 million of business a month.
Right.
And so we change that. And again, most traditional realtors, it's like, you can do that. It's like, you can do anything you want. You know, I mean, let's be smart about it. So instead of digging a hole with a teaspoon, let's dig with a shovel. You know, forget the caterpillar equipment for now.
Right.
But when I paid that $80,000, gosh, 12 years ago, gosh, seems like forever. One of the biggest things one of those business coaches told me is that the average human in America, they didn't know the stat outside of America, but the average human in America operates at 2% of their capacity.
Wow.
2%. So that means 98% of our potential is just waiting out there to be like ignited. And so I tell realtors, my goal is not to get you 100% efficient. My goal is just to get you to 8%. If we get you to 8% of your capacity, we just went up 400%.
Right.
And that's amazing. It's, one person, he just joined my coaching what is today? Today's Tuesday?
It is.
Okay. So he joined my coaching Friday, but Friday like 10 days ago. Right.
Okay. He's
from Houston area. Average home price in Houston is around $277,000, give or take. He's a newer realtor, and these are his results. He's gotten 8 really high quality leads in the last, 10, 11 days. But like lead number one, because I always have realtors keep track of what the commissions are that they're going to earn from it.
Right.
So that's smart. Lead number one is 22,500. Lead number two is 72,000. Lead number three, when it's over 100,000, I just tell them to put 100,000 plus.
Right.
So lead number three is 100,000 plus. This is in commission dollars.
Right. So you're not saying you've got 3 leads. You're saying you got 300,000 on the table.
Right. Lead number four is 51,960. Lead five is 22,500. Lead six is 100,000 plus. Lead seven is 35,000. And lead eight is 65,000. And total those up, they're right around like 460,000. So in 11 days or 10 days, however you want to call it, this gentleman, Anderson, has generated 8 leads, which most traditional realtors would be like, 8 leads, that's nothing. I get 9,000 leads a day for my widget. And it's like, that's cool. That's great. You got 9,000 leads from your widget. Like that just sounds like work, And so I'd rather have 8 leads generating, 460,000 of commissions. And gosh, if I want another 8 leads, all I got to do is the same thing I did the previous 11 days.
Well, and I wholeheartedly agree with that because I train people how to network, and it's the same thing. You can leave an event with 300 business cards that you're never going to do anything with, or you can leave with 8 business cards that you're going to go to lunch with and develop relationships with. So it's all in the approach and what you're going to do with it, the action that you take afterwards.
100%. Yeah. So I do everything a traditional realtor does in just a totally 180 degree different way.
I'm seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do open houses. I do 2 open houses a weekend, and Anderson did 2 open houses, right? But he's doing open houses at a higher price point. Does that make sense? So if he was doing them at a $200,000 price point, these numbers wouldn't be 35,000 potential commissions.
Right.
He chose to do an open house at a $1.4 million price point. And so it's like shocking. Who's coming into a $1.4 million home?
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to spend the time, spend it where it's going to make the biggest impact on your business.
And then he's going to this manual, Guide to Your Success, and he's going to page 61, which is how to do an open house that's effective. And to do an open house that's effective, you need 2 open house signs. So my open house signs to this day says open house. I bought them from either Home Depot or the local MLS or whatever it is, right?
Right.
You don't have to be fancy. Because Joe Q Public doesn't care. They don't care if Jonathan is there, if Thomas is there, if Jonathan's there. They're looking for the house.
Right.
Just like when I go buy Starbucks coffee, I don't interview them and go, how long have you worked here? blah, blah, blah. I just order the coffee.
Yeah.
And so as realtors, we think we're maybe bigger deals than what we are. And Joe Q Public is like, So I don't tell people I've sold all this real estate because I don't care. It would bore them.
Right.
And but when they walk in the open house, this is how I do it, and my other realtors do it. They go like, "Oh my gosh, welcome to your new home," And that's just a different way. And then we don't ask for their email. We don't ask for their contact information. Not interested, because again, I don't want to follow up with them. Like, why would I want to follow up with somebody that doesn't want to be followed up with?
Okay, so you're speaking my language, but you're also probably upsetting a lot of realtors listening to this right now. Explain that a little more.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That would be like me walking into like Ralph Lauren going like, man, $65 for that shirt? You're crazy. I could buy the same shirt for, $10 at Target. And then the Ralph Lauren next thing would be like, oh, great. Do you want to join our mailing list?
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to join your mailing list, right?
Right.
And, unless you're having a 700% off sale and you're going to sell your shirt for 10 bucks, you know, it's a waste. It's like, there's no way. See, most realtors think they're really good at negotiating or Jedi mind tricks. I'm smart enough to realize I'm a horrible salesperson, but I'm a really good consultant. And so I'm not going to convince anybody to do anything.
Right.
It just isn't going to happen. So there's this book that's written. It's called, see if I can grab it. Oh, it's one of my favorite books. It's called Change or Die. And, I tell most realtors, I say, hey, really what you need to do, you need to go to your bookshelf. Anything that's a book on real estate, you got to probably burn it, because if that book was really helping you out, you'd already be living your ideal lifestyle.
Right.
So you don't need more real estate books. If you're going to buy books, buy stuff that's got nothing to do with real estate. Because this book here, they interview a physician, right? And they go like, hey, so how does this work? And he goes, well, I give people new hearts. Like, they have a heart attack and I put a new heart inside of them. And he's like, okay, is it pretty common why people have heart attacks? He's like, yeah, that their diet is really bad and they don't exercise. And so I tell them, hey, we're going to give you a new heart, but if you don't change your diet, and if you don't exercise more, you're going to be back in here in a year, probably needing another heart because you had another heart attack.
Right. They're not changing their habits.
Yes. And so they said, cool. So people have a heart attack. That's a pretty big life event. How many people a year later actually change their diet and change their exercise? And the studies from this doctor, at least, we're like, well, it's a little less than 0.5%. So wow. Basically, 1 out of 200 people change their diet or change their exercise enough that it even matters.
Imagine that. I mean, you have something significant like a heart attack and you're still not willing to change your habits. So something like real estate, which can cause a heart attack, you know, I know we're running short on time, but I've been fascinated by our conversation. Jonathan, I want to ask you one last question, and that is, what's a great tip you can give our agents to finish out this year on a high note?
Have a party. So I tell realtors, have a party once a month and invite what I call your elite 25. And your elite 25 is people, most realtors have a database. I say, first off, probably throw it out the window because you're holding on to this thing like it means something, and it really doesn't. And really what you want to do is have a database of 200 people, and that's it.
Okay.
Because it's tough to have a relationship with more than 200 people.
Right.
But really, out of that 200, you want to have some kind of event once a month where you're inviting those 25 people, the elite 25. Right. And that could be like, oh my gosh, I bought 25 tickets to the new Star Wars movie. Do you want to come with me? Or if somebody's on a budget, it'd be like, hey, I bought 25 loaves of bread and we're going to go feed the ducks at Lake Poway. Why don't you bring your kids or your grandkids? And let's go feed the ducks together. Or, hey, I'm having game night at my house and we're going to play Monopoly, Scrabble, and whatever. Why don't you come on over and, you know, why don't you bring a friend?
These aren't necessarily high dollar activities. It's just more to get people together.
Get people together. So when I started, that's what I've done and did. I've also had events where it's like, hey, I rented this 12-bedroom house in Hawaii. Why don't you come on over?
Wow. I think I'll buy a house for me.
as long as you buy your airfare, you know, come on over. So it's the same thing I do for my coaching clients. So basically, gosh, we're doing a 3-day event in January just for the coaching clients. And it's a 3-day implementation event. And it's cool is that we're actually going to put stuff into practice and do it, right? Because all this stuff is great intellectually.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything unless you do something with it. And then, I'm looking at my calendar. End of January, I'm taking everybody to Cabo. So we're going to Cabo for, it looks like, 4 days. And we're just going to hang out and have fun. And they can bring a spouse, significant other, you know, whatever it is. But I'm showing them by example, this is what I do for my buyers and sellers. And all you got to do is duplicate it. And you'll work a lot less than you are now. And your income is going to go up exponentially.
Well, and I can vouch for you. I know you're walking the talk. I did my due diligence on you, and I, it's out there. What you're doing is working. I really want to thank you for being on our podcast today. And why don't you tell folks how they can get a hold of you and maybe check out one of your events coming up, one of these Ignite events.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the simplest way is call me. I'm a pretty simple guy. I don't even have an assistant because it's like when you're only doing 23 transactions a year, I mean, what's there to assist with? My cell phone is 858-212-1245. All I ask is that if you call me or you text me that like you're serious in making a change, right? So I tell people if you're interested, if you're committed, this isn't a good fit for you. That's kind of like doing a New Year's resolution. But if you're obsessed, truly, truly obsessed with like, okay, I'm ready to burn what I'm doing and instead do this, because it's a complete total shift. It's like traditional real estate, 180 degree, what I do. So if you're ready to like surrender what you've been doing, awesome. Cause it's not something where people can play Mr. Potato Head and like, ooh, that's a good open house thing. I'll do that. Oh, and that's a great thing that this coach says, I'll do that. Oh, that's a good thing. I'll do that. You're going to end up with a recipe of mush, you know? Right. And, I tell people anything can work. The big difference with myself is that I'm actually doing it. So I'm not telling people this is what you should do. It's like, no, this is what I did yesterday.
Right.
And what I'm doing tomorrow. And all you have to do is duplicate it and you're going to get duplicatable results just like a Starbucks. So they can do that. And then go to the website, profitsandpassions.com. And I'm sure there's all kinds of free resources on there and that kind of stuff. But yeah, if somebody's truly obsessed and like, man, let's go, reach out to me, 858-212-1245. And, to be part of the coaching club, it's application only. So they fill out a 6-page application and it's the same way I work with buyers and sellers. It's like, we're going to make sure it's a phenomenal fit for them and a phenomenal fit for me. Voila. So,
well, Jonathan, I got to go find my socks now because you just blew them off me. This has been an amazing interview and I wish I had you on longer, but we'll have you back on down the road and catch up with you again. Thanks so much for being on. And, Jonathan Denwood, you want to tell them how they can find you?
Yeah, it's very similar, really, folks. If you're looking for a software package that really helps you build relationships, I think Mel Wright would be a good fit. And the easiest way is either phone me at 775-220-7306 or email me at jonathan@mel-wright.com.
All right. And if you're not too enamored with Jonathan Zabrocki, I'm Thomas J. Nelson, also a realtor here in San Diego. And you can find me at my website, thomasjnelsonrealtor.com, and of course on Facebook and LinkedIn. Thank you so much for visiting us on our podcast today, episode 74, and we'll be back to you on episode 75 very soon.
Bye.
See you, Jonathan. Bye, Thomas. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Jonathan.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.